The work of the nuclear resistor began back in 1980 when anti-nuclear power alliances and groups protesting the nuclear arms race were mushrooming up across the country. Friends had gone to jail for some of these protests, and we believed that more were headed there as these movements grew. History had taught us that in any significant movement for social change, many committed people are imprisoned, and that support for them is essential to the success of the movement. That awareness has been the foundation of our work for the past 45 years. When putting together the first issue of the small newsletter that would become the Nuclear Resistor, I read an article about the arrest of 8 people inside a General Electric factory outside Philadelphia. They were in jail and facing multiple charges for intentionally smashing 2 nuclear warhead nose cones and pouring blood on blueprints. It was serendipity that this daring act of direct disarmament became the only action, and these were the only jailed activists reported in that first issue. So who were these people? Later known as the Plowshares 8, they'd come together through the Atlantic Life Community, a network of faith-based communities and activists focused on the issue of nuclear proliferation with a specific commitment to resistance actions and civil disobedience. They were the brothers Daniel and Philip Berrigan, Catholic priests known for burning draft board records to protest the war in Vietnam, the Oblate missionary priest Carl Cabot, Anne Montgomery, an educator and Society of the Sacred Heart nun, Elmer Moss, a musician and scholar, Marine Corps veteran and attorney John Shushart, Yale Divinity School student Dean Hammer, and Molly Rush, a mother of 6. Early on the morning of September 9th, these 8 had joined hundreds of workers walking into the GE factory in a town named King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Entering the building where they believed parts for nuclear weapons were being assembled, they pushed their way past an unarmed security guard. Elmer Moss described what happened next. "We walked inside and opened up cases that would carry destructive power 30 times the power of the bomb that was dropped in Hiroshima, Japan in 1945. Standing in front of these nose cones that we pulled out of the cases, we held up our hammers and baby bottles filled with human blood, a symbol of the life that had been shed because of these weapons. And we destroyed those 2 nose cones. We hammered on them until they were incapable of being used by anybody to kill." When Molly Rush brought her hammer down on one of the nose cones, a piece of it chipped off and struck her chin. And the thought came to her, "They're not really invulnerable. They really are not. We're vulnerable, but so are they." And Molly realized, that means that human beings have made these, and human beings can unmake them. In their statement, they declared inspiration from the Old Testament prophets Isaiah and Micah, who called on God's faithful to beat their swords into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks. The Plowshares 8 had begun this fundamentally human task of nuclear disarmament. Their hammers sparked a movement, their sound echoing around the globe in more than 100 such Plowshares actions since, each a story to tell in itself. More than 200 people have taken part, some in more than one action, and served up to 18 years in prison. About 60 of these actions have taken place in the United States and more than 40 abroad, in Australia, New Zealand, Germany, Holland, Sweden, Italy, Scotland, and England. A full chronology can be found on the Kings Bay Plowshares 7 website. The dramatic trial of the Plowshares 8 was recreated by Emile D'Antonio for his 1982 art house film, In the King of Prussia. Starring Martin Sheen as the judge and the defendants as themselves, it was filmed on the eve of their sentencing, and you can watch it on YouTube. They were sentenced to prison terms of 5 to 10 years. After years of appeals, they were resentenced in 1990 to time served, from 5 days to almost 10 months. And their legacy lives on. This has been Jack Cohen-Jabba for Nuclear Hot Seat, bringing you another story from the Nuclear Resistor Archives to inspire your activism today.